A New Hampshire-based bakery chain is showing its support for Equal Pay Day today by giving female customers a break on their bills. Women who visit the Works Bakery locations in Concord, Keene, Portsmouth, and Durham today will be charged only 79% of their bills, while men will still have to pay full price. That's meant to highlight the oft-cited statistic of women earning 79 cents on the dollar compared to their male counterparts. I caught up with Don Brigeman, manager of the Works in Concord, at his bakery yesterday, and I started by asking him why the company chose to do this.
Well, I think everyone has heard the statistics. Women make considerably less. The percentage that we're using is 79 cents on the dollar for what males make on average. It's been a problem that's been around a really long time, I think decades, I would say. And I think many of us thought that it would kind of work itself out, but it has been very persistent over the years, and we're feeling like this is a way to kind of highlight that issue.
So is there an idea that, well, yeah, we're going to take a little hit here, but we'll get a little publicity for it, and we're actually bringing a little attention to the matter?
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, there's a certain financial cost to it, but in terms of highlighting the issue, I think it's a relatively inexpensive way to do that. It's kind of a clever way, I think. And, you know, kind of it brings it right to the fore in a way that, you know, just the statistic does not. I think men in particular will be like, well, wait a minute. And just remind them that this is what women experience throughout the year.
Has there been any feedback so far? I mean, you've had, like you said, you had a few days' notice, so you've had a sign up in the window here. Any feedback from customers so far?
Not from the sign. I've mentioned it to a few folks who I thought would be particularly interested in it. It's a little town. You kind of know people's politics a little bit. And just to let folks know that we're doing that, and I'd say that the response has been pretty positive, but that's a pretty self-selected group of folks.
I'm wondering if any response will change depending on political affiliation.
You know, I don't think so. I think it's a pretty nonpartisan issue. I don't think there's anybody out there arguing that women should be making less than men. I think that's an issue that, you know, our parents and our grandparents' generation, people did make that argument. I have not heard anybody make that argument, you know, in the last couple of decades, and I suspect that it's a pretty dead issue. Even if people think that, they won't say it anymore.
They may not argue the point, but they may argue the issue of the number, the figure.
It's certainly a figure that you can come to a slightly different percentage, but I don't think anyone has argued that there is parity between men and women. I've not seen anything that suggested that. There is a little bit of disagreement on the actual percentage.
In terms of business here, I assume that your pay structure here is what you consider fair and equal.
Absolutely. You know, people really earn what they make based on what they do here. Or, you know, so I'd say if you put it side by side, throughout the management here is predominantly male, but throughout our stores, 40% of our management staff are female. So we really look to have parity all across the board.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you're going to get customers who are going to come in and ask you, are you practicing what you're preaching?
Yeah, I would say absolutely we do. I would be willing to show people that, you know, in fact, that is what we do.
Don, thanks so much for the time.
No problem. Happy to be here.